Jack's mother, Tala, hugged her son close, peering maliciously at Biscay. Jack stuck out his lower lip in a sulky manner.
"That mouse hurted me stomach, and I weren't doing nothing to him!"
Biscay shouted an angry reply.
"You rotten liar! You were biting me!"
Tala seized a long willow withe from one of the others and slashed Biscay across his face.
"Shut up! Who are you to speak, mouse?"
Jack set up a blubbering wail, a ruse he often used to get his own way. He pointed a grimy claw at Biscay.
"Bird mouse! You should be safe! I wouldn't kill Mammy, Tala! Let Jack kill the bad mouse!"
Tala stroked their son's scraggy ears, murmuring soothingly.
"No, no! Your daddy chickie never said nothing about killing the mouse! You'll have to ask him!"
Jack went into a real tantrum then. Wrenching himself free of his mother's embrace, he climbed into the foliage and began hurling down twigs and leaves.
"My daddy's the tribe chief! I'll tell him all about you's lot! Letting the mouse hurt me stomach and not letting me kill him! You're a bad mammy! You're all bad! My dad, I will beat you all for being nasty to me!"
Biscay flinched as an acorn hit him in the eye. Blinking up at the spoiled young vermin, he found himself murmuring.
"I'd like to leave you a day with Brother Torre, listener. He'd soon teach you a few manners."
Tala went off to the tunnel hole to watch her husband's return. She took some of her companions with her, leaving three to guard the prisoner. Biscay tested his bonds by tugging them. They were too well tied for any escape to be possible. He tried them again, but after receiving another slash from the willow withe, he gave up. The young mouse hung there with bowed head, trying to ignore his bruises and scrapes, wondering how his friends were faring.